Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean's on vacation. But from the New York Times Wire Service and the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Cindy Perlman has a scoop from Las Vegas to start us off this morning. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, back in the far, far, far western suburb of Chicago, known as Las Vegas, we have Adele, which has been a controversial subject here in Vegas. You remember she was supposed to perform earlier this year at the very last minute, canceled these shows. I mean, at the last minute where people were on planes flying here already. Hmm. But now rumor is she's going to be in November into December back in Vegas, which is really exciting.
Yes, I know that that'll send people to their travel agents very soon. What happened at the box office in the last few days?
You know, Hollywood's been very afraid of what was going to happen this summer, but it's been hit after hit, and they also have Thor to thank. You know, domestically, Thor has been riding high at almost $240 million, $500 million worldwide, and, you know, everyone's saying a sigh of relief as these big hits roll out. That's probably the last big hit, though, for a while.
Mm-hmm. Right, and there's a pretty big hit going on right now on Disney Plus, isn't there?
Yeah, it's really a nice story. Miss Marvel, which is based on a really obscure comic, and they weren't really sure if people were going to like it. She's not an Avenger yet, all that good stuff. But 19-year-old girl, her aunt saw an ad for open casting and for Disney's first Muslim superhero. And her aunt said, you should really apply. So she's so cute. She's 19. I'm Anne Villani. They said, we want to see your resume. So she sent them her last report card, which was really cute because she's a senior in high school, and ended up getting a note saying, you know, we'd like you to fly to Hollywood, and then got the role right before high school graduation.
Wow. Pretty cool. I know you also have a few details that are starting to leak out about the big wedding, and we know what the big wedding was, don't we?
Here in Vegas, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck tied the knot this weekend. You know, very unassuming little wedding. They stood in line with everyone else, got their marriage license, and then went to a place called a little white wedding chapel. And it looks like they got the $75 package, which is just the ceremony. But, you know, Bob, if they would have gone for the $180 package, that also includes bumper stickers that you can take home. But, you know, come on, splurge. It's your wedding.
Yeah, why not? What else have you heard about that? Was everybody in town there in Las Vegas talking about it, or did people find out about it?
People woke up to find out about it. Hmm. And the cool news is there was no glam squad. Supposedly, they both changed. She changed in a break room at the chapel. Hmm. He changed in the bathroom. But for everyone who feels a little left out, like me, who didn't get invited, or you know, this weekend or next weekend or sometime in August, supposedly there's a reception at his Savannah, Georgia mansion. But were you invited to this yet?
I haven't checked the mail in the last day, so don't know yet.
Okay, well, Ben has a 10,000-square-foot house, and the rumor is you can stay. You know, if you're a friend of Ben and Jen, it's just going to be a big party. It's actually going to be the wedding reception they planned 20 years ago.
Wow.
When they almost did this the first time around.
And we need to have some Sex and the City news from you today. And now, I've lost track. Are they shooting another season? Is that it?
They got another season of their, it's not really a spinoff, it's sort of a revamp called And Just Like That.
Mm-hmm.
Way more serious version of Sex and the City, but there's a lot of internet talk, and, you know, Sex and the City people will never tell you that Mr. Big might have had a son that either he didn't know about or that he did and never told Carrie.
Oh, so that's coming. And they're shooting a sequel. Or no, wait a minute. John Corbett shooting a sequel to My Big Fat Greek Wedding now, isn't he?
Really? John Corbett, a really super nice guy, big time in demand. He's shooting the sequel, the third version of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, all shot in Greece, where the whole family goes to Greece. I'm guessing to mourn the death of the dad, because the actor who played the dad passed away. And then his character, Aiden, fans are dying for him to come back for and just like that and see what happens between him and Carrie.
I want to ask you about this Crawdads project, because my wife is very excited about this. I guess it was a big book, wasn't it?
It's a big book, and it's not a chick flick. So that, here's the good news. It's a drama. It's got a murder mystery in there. And it also did really well at the box office. It made $19 million, which doesn't sound like Thor numbers. But for a small drama based on a book, that's pretty good. And so they're really wondering what's going to happen this summer or this season when, you know, there's nothing coming up.
Yeah.
So it might really take off.
And we're talking about Where the Crawdads Sing, right?
Right, Where the Crawdads Sing, with a cast that doesn't really have anyone you know, but it's produced by Reese Witherspoon through her company Hello Sunshine. So it's got her backing it. And she's done quite a lot of interviews saying how much she loved this book and was determined to bring it to the big screen.
Well, Marianne is a fan, that's for sure, and a lot of people are. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
And it's presented by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Quick break here, and then more entertainment news. Billy Corgan has added another big act to his benefit that'll be going on Wednesday night next week. Also, some news about Eddie Vedder. And American Pie, fast food, and the extreme heat were some of the topics last night with the late night comedy boys. Here are some highlights from last night. Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and first Stephen Colbert.
Today in New York City, temperatures hit a high of 96 degrees. New York is not alone in being hot. According to CBS News, brutal and dangerous temperatures were felt from California to Massachusetts. Okay, CBS News, just say America. That's like telling your partner, hey, before we get intimate, I should warn you, I have this little rash from my right toe to my left ear. Out west, the extreme heat comes with a side of drought. California has imposed water restrictions this year, including one that limits outdoor watering to only one day a week. It's gotten so bad, Disneyland had to change the name of Splash Mountain to Dusty Gulch. In Los Angeles, in order to curb water usage, water police are going door to door. That's got to be tense. Cops banging at your door. Suddenly, you're scrambling to flush all your water down the toilet. Quick, quick. The water police, they're walking around the city looking for sidewalk puddles, a potential sign of misused water. Unlike New York City, where sidewalk puddles are a definite sign of mystery urine.
Some COVID news. I heard that a new variant has been detected, and it's called Centaurus. Yeah, my first car in high school was a Centaurus. That's right, Centaurus. Apparently, it's got the head of a bat and the body of a horse. At least with this variant, taking horse dewormer makes a little more sense. Listen to this, guys. A mother in Mississippi is claiming that her daughter found a cigarette in her Burger King chicken fries.
Yeah. Oh.
Burger King was like, yeah, that sounds like something we do. Nutritionally speaking, a Burger King chicken fry and a cigarette are about the same. The manager tried to spin it. He was like, that's just the toy. And finally, a man in Virginia said that he's going to eat only Taco Bell for 30 days to see if their food can make you healthier. Taco Bell is so excited. They're like, he called us food. Yeah, Taco Bell for 30 days. Here's a prediction. By day two, it's going to be a nightmare south of the border.
Britain's Prince William and Duchess Kate Middleton announced today that they will travel to Boston later this year. This news was first reported by Paul Revere. Former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio announced yesterday he's ending his congressional campaign, and I'm guessing this is not how Bill de Blasio wanted everyone to learn he had a congressional campaign. When asked about his song American Pie in a new documentary, singer Don McLean said the jester mentioned in the lyrics is not James Dean. He also said, please, please don't sing that song at karaoke. That was a monologue, everybody.
The late night monologues. I like that, Mr. Urine. It's 8:26, and a couple of other entertainment notes. Billy Corgan has added Perry Farrell of the band Jane's Addiction to his benefit. Billy's going to host and perform in a live stream concert event next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock to raise money for the Highland Park Community Foundation and its July 4th Highland Park Shooting Response Fund. News about Eddie Vedder this morning. Apparently, because of that extreme heat in Europe, they've had to cancel a concert in Vienna. Eddie Vedder's throat apparently was damaged, they say, at his last show outside Paris due to heat, dust, and smoke from nearby fires. And they have three shows remaining on this leg of their tour, one in Prague, two nights in Amsterdam. In September, they will kick off the North American leg of their tour. And some sad news about the lead singer of the Delfonics, William Hart, a founder of the Grammy-winning trio. He helped write and sing on a number of classics, and it was classified as the sound of Philadelphia. William Poogie Hart passed away at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia. They say complications during surgery. From the 60s to the mid-70s, the Delfonics had six top 40 pop hits, more than a dozen top 20 R&B hits. The Delfonics.